Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Nun Hey, Kiddushin 55b, pagination is 110. The very last lines of today's daf, the Gemara tells us a rule regarding Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is the second tithe, that means Truma to the Kohen. And Maaser, the tithe that goes to the Levi, has already been taken. Maaser Sheni, depending on the year, is applicable for the person to take this tithe and bring it to Yerushalayim, where it will be consumed in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk, Chumash Devarim, makes a provision that if yirchak mimcha hamakom, if it's far away, the distance from where you are to Yerushalayim, then vitzarta hakesef, you're allowed to transfer the produce, holiness, onto coins, and take those coins up to Yerushalayim. Our Gemara tells us a rule: once the produce has already been transferred into money, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, ein lokhim behema b'maos maaser sheni. You're not allowed to buy an animal with the money of maaser sheni. And at first glance, this is troubling. Of course, you're allowed to buy animals with the money of maaser sheni. Rashi tells us, chutz l'Yerushalayim. It's talking about the person still out of Yerushalayim, and he's already transferred the holiness from the produce which grew to money which he was going to transfer to Yerushalayim. And at that moment, this rule applies that he's not allowed to buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim and decide to bring the animal to Yerushalayim instead of the money. Rashi tells us, last line of Rashi, Dichsiv, the reason that you're not allowed to do this is because the Pasuk says, Vitzarto hakesef biyadcha. You need to take the money, and the animal doesn't qualify. And therefore you have to leave it as money in order to conduit it to Yerushalayim. Va'od, Rashi says, another reason, Shema takchish b'torach haderech. Maybe the animal will become weak because of the travel, the exertion, and it's not going to make for a good korban. We would like you to buy your animal in Yerushalayim rather than transferring the holiness, be locked into this animal, and then have to travel with it in Yerushalayim. Either the animal was raised in that region, or you'll at least know whether it lasted the trip from wherever it was brought and will serve you well. So Rashi gives two reasons. Number one, it's not money. It's not kesef. And number two, maybe it will become weakened during the trip. Taisvis, the second line of the last Taisvis, writes, V'lo nehira. And what Rashi is saying, in Taisvis opinion, is incorrect. Daha deba'inan kesef tsura. This that we need, money, hainu dafka derechilul. That's talking when you're going from the produce onto something. It has to be money. But if you are actually buying the item that you intend to use, then this is not a requirement. Indeed, Taisvis quotes that a person who has money in Bavel, which is outside of Yerushalayim, and that money is not honored in Yerushalayim because it's a different kingdom and they didn't respect each other, the Gemara tells us, Zavin behema bebavel umamti la b'Yerushalayim. You're allowed to buy the animal in Bavel where the money can be used and bring the animal to Yerushalayim. Tosva says, at least if you learn that the problem is that the animal will be weakened on the trip, so then this is the better of two bad choices. But it works. It's only a chashash that it'll become weakened. And if there's no other way to use the money, then that's the better of the choices. You'll bring it to Yerushalayim, you won't be able to spend the money. So if you buy the animal, let's hope for the best. You'll bring it to Yerushalayim and bring it as a korban by bringing the animal. But if you learn that the transfer simply doesn't work because it has to be kesef, it has to be money that you bring, so then how does the Gemara suggest this as a solution to bring things from Bavel by way of an animal if it doesn't work? The Marsha observes that it is possible that Rashi would answer that it was only a lechatchila, a preference, and indeed we see in a moment on the beginning of the next Amud that there's a discussion of shogeg and mezid, if it was done by mistake, if it was done purposely, etc. And it is possible that Rashi also would recognize these reasons only as lechatchila. In any case, Tosfos offers a third reason for this law mentioned in the Gemara. Again, the Gemara's law was, you're not allowed to buy an animal with the money of Maaser Sheni if you are out of Yerushalayim. Rashi suggested because you could only bring money to Yerushalayim. Rashi also suggested that as an animal, it could get weak along the way, and therefore, we don't want you doing that. Tosfos says there's a different issue here. Lakach nira l'ri l'faresh dahainu taima. This is the reason. The ein lokhem behemos, that we don't buy animals out of Yerushalayim. Gezeira shema yigodel adorim adorim, lest they perhaps become flocks. In other words, if the animal is made kadosh with Maaser Sheni status, and for some reason it's not brought to Yerushalayim, there's a distance here that has to be traveled, it could end up having children, and we would have an issue with what status and how they're supposed to be handled, and the distance from Yerushalayim does not make it easy for us to bring them as karbanos. And therefore, it's only a lechatchila, it's not a proper and good thing to do, but Tosfos is very comfortable that if there is no other choice in order to spend this money, that the Gemara is allowing you to spend it on the animal and bring the animal to Yerushalayim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.